At Guantanamo Bay, pretrial motions resumed today at the military commission trying Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other men accused of plotting the September 11th terror attacks. For many Americans, the attacks represent a painful chapter in our collective history. But for some people, it's personal. They lost loved ones and have been waiting for years for justice. But as WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports, any closure may still be a long way off.
Retired Deputy New York City Fire Chief Jim Riches lost his son on September 11th. Both men were firefighters. Riches had that day off, but he rushed to the World Trade Center when he heard what was happening. His son Jimmy worked for Engine 4 in Lower Manhattan.
I got there right after the second tower fell, and he said they all went in there. Jimmy and the whole company went into the North Tower. He was right there.
Riches says they found his body, crushed, in a stairwell of the North Tower with the other men in his company. Crammed in a corner booth at the Fort Hamilton Diner, just at the end of the Brooklyn R train, Riches holds up a picture of his 29-year-old son in dress uniform. The oldest of four brothers, an all-city basketball player who went on to play at Belmont Abbey College in North Carolina, where his number, 20, was retired just this past weekend.
It's very difficult. You always miss him. What would Jimmy do if he was here? He lit up the room. He jumped in the room. Everybody was, whoa, Jimmy's here, you know, and he was a character. It tears your heart out, and you miss him every day, you know, no matter what.
4 years ago this month, Riches went to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He was one of about a dozen family members picked from a lottery to see the trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four other men accused of plotting the 9/11 attacks.
We were in the courtroom and behind the plexiglass, and we could look in and see the whole trial and everything that went on there. And they stopped the trials when I was there.
That was when President Barack Obama signed an executive order. He suspended the military trials at Guantanamo Bay. Legal and political haggling ensued, including a heated debate over whether to bring the accused terrorists to New York City to face a federal trial in civilian court. Eventually, President Obama reversed his decision and allowed the military trials to resume. Riches met with the president after his trip to Guantanamo and says he was promised swift and certain justice. But this week, 4 years later, lawyers are still presenting pretrial motions. He says there's something wrong.
You know, I'm not saying take the guy out and string him up and hang him. You know, let's hear the process. Let's get it going. But 10 years later, we're still at square one.
I can totally understand how that feels.
Karen Greenberg is the director of the Center on National Security at Fordham University Law School.
From the point of view of somebody who just cannot believe that we haven't tried these individuals in such a long amount of time.
But she doesn't think we're back at square one. Greenberg, who believes in closing Guantanamo, says a myriad of issues have slowed things down, in part because officials are creating the legal process at the same time they're using it.
So we're not back at square one because many of the issues have been worked out. But if you understand how complicated a trial is, and then you make it a trial about something of such magnitude, you can see how creating the process and living inside the process at the same time is very hard.
For this week's round of hearings, Phyllis Rodriguez was picked to go to Guantanamo. Her 31-year-old son, Gregory, worked in the IT department at Cantor Fitzgerald. When she remembers that morning, she thinks of all the messages on her answering machine from friends asking whether her son was all right. And then there was the one from Greg.
And he said, I'm at the Trade Center. There's been a disaster. I'm okay.
He never came home. Rodriguez says going to Guantanamo is important for several reasons.
First and foremost is that I'm going there because the trials are there or the hearings are there.
Rodriguez and the other families also plan to meet with the judge and the chief prosecutor.
But we're also going to meet with members of the five defense teams. And I am particularly interested in that.
She's a member of a group called September 11th Families for Peace. In the years since Greg's death, she's tried to channel her energy towards an organization that works for nonviolent causes around the world. While she says the lawyers on both sides in this case are working hard, she believes the process has been flawed, and she doesn't equate justice with closure.
We're not going to get closure because closure implies that you can say, okay, I'm over my grief. Doesn't work that way. We're going to live with it the rest of our lives. Putting someone on trial, putting them to death, giving them a life in prison, or, you know, indefinite detention, that doesn't make me feel any better.
It's a delicate balance, Rodriguez says, living with the loss and the grief. This round of hearings will run through the end of the week, and there's another hearing already scheduled for February. A new lottery will pick family members to attend, and this cycle will continue until the lawyers finish presenting all their motions. According to experts, the actual trial may not start until sometime next year. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.